Hey, old gamers, this is Chuck.
This is Justin.
And you're listening to
The Fold. Fold.
This is Wubba Gubba with the green teeth coming at you.
You know, no idea. No idea what that
clueless.
Is.
Clueless. All right, so if you know what that is, post it in the band. Impress me. We're going to get some Boston up in here. I love that dirty water.
How have you been?
Boston, yo, my home. I'm good. Well-rested, vacation, 2 weeks I had. Fantastic.
That's very exciting.
Let me ask you a question.
Go for it.
The Fold tournament.
Yep.
You're in charge of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's our tournament, but mm-hmm. you've been in charge of it.
Yep.
Is that thing wrapped up?
Yeah, it's all wrapped up.
That took 8 months. That tested both the skill of the players as well as the stamina and endurance, right?
And patience.
It was impatience. Correct. But we finally have a winner.
Yes.
Okay. Let me set the stage.
Go for it.
We had a collection of 500 three-man teams. Is that correct?
More or less.
And they battled it out week to week over the last 8 months until we had two three-man teams. Is this right?
Yep.
It was epic. Right? And then these two teams squared off in what felt like a month and a half worth of tournaments, fights, games. Yep. And it was really just a week.
It boiled down to Team Big from the East.
Yep.
And Team Fact.
Now, I don't know who won.
Team Fact from the West.
I'm going to say right now, is that true that they're from the East and the West? Or are you just
sure.
making that up?
Sure.
Now, don't make stuff up. Now, we're trying to fill the audience in on what happened. People want to know.
They were from all over.
So, from 500 down to 2.
Down to 6.
8 months of grueling, intensive blisters on your fingers, calluses, vainglory playing.
Yep.
Is this true? This
blood,
is fact, right?
Blood, sweat, and skill tears.
Right. Okay. Till there was just two, Team Big and Team Fact. And we don't know where they're from because it was a random conglomeration.
Yes.
Okay. But they squared off
mm-hmm.
in the square digital circle.
And only one emerged victorious.
Right. And now before, I don't know who won. You haven't told me, but kept it very close in a secret to you. But you did give me an envelope, and I have that envelope in my hand right here.
Mm-hmm.
Can people hear that? That's me waving the envelope like Johnny Carson. You know who Johnny Carson is?
Yep.
Okay. That's it. This is the envelope with the winner. Let me open this up. And the winner is, this says bread, milk, and butter. This is my wife's grocery list. Oh, wait, it's on the backside. Team Big.
Yes.
That is not who I bet on. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
My boys.
Team Big.
Team
Congratulations,
Big.
Team Big.
Congratulations.
You earned it.
Yes.
Beat 500 teams. Do you think that's easy?
Now, I wish we could say the actual names of who is actually in the final match, but there were some last-minute substitutions, and
so we learned a lot.
All this randomness too. We did so, and that was the point of it. We wanted to make a tournament for all those who like the Fold, and it was a very casual tournament. No prizes, no anything, just bragging rights.
I'm proud of us. We don't see anything through to the end, so this was pretty good.
It was good, and it was exciting to hear about. And you know what? The coolest thing was, people got into it right from the start.
Yeah,
People were very like, oh, I'm in a tournament now. Like
We
like,
talked about it too. Not only did they get into it though, but the spirit of it carried through, the casualness of it.
Yes.
If people weren't up tense about it, they weren't uptight about it. It was good. So we talked about all that. You get kudos for running it this
Thank
week.
You.
But we learned a lot. We learned that we probably should never do that again.
We are though. We learned a lot for future upcoming events, and that's what was really one of our hidden objectives here.
Fact
behind the curtain.
Did you put the grocery list in the envelope?
Yes.
Bastard. Son of a bitch. All right.
You got to remember those.
A loaf of bread, a gallon of milk, and a stick of butter. Hey, Mister. Okay, so that was good. That's business. We take care of business.
Now, going to pleasure here. You and I have been playing a lot recently.
Yep. Playing VG.
Yes.
Yep.
Which is great because we haven't been able to do that for a little while now, right?
Right. So we got a bunch of ranked games in.
You finally got up to my level.
Oh, the grind of ELO. It's ELO hell. It's brutal.
No matter where you are.
It's brutal.
You are in that.
But I managed to hoist myself up one more level, which allowed us to play.
Yeah.
Right. So away we played. I was very excited because we haven't played in a long time. We really just haven't had the time.
And it's been fun because
it's been a lot of fun.
I usually play ranked solo queue. So I come in with two random opponent or random teammates, and it's not as much fun as playing a duo.
So now you come in with one rando and me.
Yes.
There's like half a rando.
Yeah.
Like a ran. So a rando and a ran. No, it's been fun. We have fun when we play together. I enjoy it. That's my favorite. My favorite thing is, I say it all the time, is playing with friends. So
yeah.
Sit around and play with you in ranked, which is something I've been wanting to do, is great. So we played 2 days and we probably played close to 20 games and my Elo didn't move at all. I mean, it moved a lot. Don't get me wrong. It went up, it went down. It was like a yo-yo. But at the end of 2 days, same where I was when I started.
Right.
It's like, you know, okay. But we had fun getting there and we found some cool things. I think this combo is pretty cool. We stumbled. I don't even know how we stumbled upon this one.
It was just, you know, it's funny.
You are a turd polisher. I don't know if people know that. Justin likes to polish the turds.
Like whoever's not being played right now,
yeah,
I'd be like, I'm going to make them shine.
Not literally. That would be disgusting. But he does try to take the less thans and make them viable.
Rona's one of my favorites.
Yeah, you've liked Rona since day one, but you struggle with her. She's not there yet.
Rona has problems.
Okay, so we fixed some of those problems, though. We found a mate for her. We found a partner.
Yeah, and before we say that, some of the problems are just like as soon as I jump into the fight, I always die. Like, I can never get out of the fight. Hitting the into the fray, her A ability.
Hang on, let me see. I need to keep you alive. Okay, I got it. Got it. What else?
Got to keep me alive. I need some kind of CC, some kind of either a stun or a slow, maybe both.
Slow, stun, health. Okay. How about a little damage buff? You like a little
damage is always great. No matter who you are, you always want a little bit of damage.
You know what I'm like? I'm like the old guy that does Match.com that says that I can fix you up with a partner.
Uh-huh.
So Rona needs a partner. There's a guy known named Adagio. Look him up. He's your man.
What I find funny is that while we were loading into that game where I'm playing Rona jungle and you're playing Adagio Roam, the support Roam, you were like, I'm not sure. I don't think I like this combo.
I didn't think I liked it, but it was awesome.
We made it work a lot. I think I went 16 something the first game, and I think I went consistently double digit kills.
Yeah, you were a house. It's a really good combo. Adagio complements her very, very well. He does, like you said, you know, kind of keep this quick, but he does what she needs. The slow, the heals, the damage buff. She loves it all. She really does. She loves it all. And there was a lot of fights where you were able to get out, kind of get out, come back in. So it worked really well.
Yeah.
And then it didn't. But you know what? And you know what? Maybe people are out there playing. I don't know. I sit, come on the radio and we're like, ooh, try this awesome thing we invented. We just thought it was a good combination. It was a lot of fun.
Well, you know what? I wonder if other people do this. I wonder if other people play either a certain hero or a certain combination of heroes and then they get creamed once or twice or three times.
And they're like, that's it.
It's dead.
I know. It's dead. Don't even. Get out of my face. So we've done this. We've always done this. A little years ago, we talked about the Scarf Soth combo that we used to like.
Oh, yeah.
We used to like that combo. It was fun. We just like to have fun. So Rona Adagio seemed to be fun. If you and a buddy are playing with a rando, you're in the jungle, give it a try. Tell us what you think. Now, you were playing Weapon Power, Rona. And you normally play Crystal.
I normally played Crystal.
And you accidentally stumbled upon Weapon.
I accidentally started building Weapon Power right from the get-go, and I'm like, ah, crap.
And I don't know how to build Adagio, so I just bought stuff.
Whatever you bought did an amazing job, I'll tell you that much.
Said some of that. I like playing support. I think we both do. That's the problem when we play together. Anyways, then from there we went to what we feel might be one of the strongest combos in the game right now.
I definitely feel that way.
Yeah. So that would be Catherine and Sir Krull.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both in a really good place right now, although rumors of the stun bug still exist. I'm not sure.
I'm not really
feeling it that much as you used to. It's way diminished if it's there at all.
And in very simplistic terms, the reason why it's a great combo, we both feel, is like Catherine does such a great job of disrupting you and disrupting your carries and soaking up damage, while Krull has so much great offensive sustain.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you're going to struggle to get her off the table, and then you know, while you're trying to do that, he's destroying you.
Crawl stun, Catherine stun, yeah, Catherine it, silence, and then
slows, yeah. Shiver steals.
Oh my God.
It's a really good combination. So it's very strong. You're seeing it a lot, though. We're seeing it a lot.
I see it a ton, and I feel like it's, as of right now, I mean, this, I guess I can say more so for 1.6 and probably into 1.7, because there weren't that many changes to Catherine or Krull. I feel like it's one of the better duo jungle combos that's actually out there right now.
Right.
One of them surprised me today. I've never seen it before. It was Fortress and Koshka.
Yeah.
And they're essentially playing leapfrog as Fortress jumps in.
A lot of
and
mobility.
And Koshka jumps in right over him.
A lot of mobility there.
There's a ton of it there.
Yeah, it's tough to get away from. Okay, so those were our games, and we're super excited to have played together. And we spent as much time talking about them as we have playing them. But yeah, we're not going to bore you guys with all that nonsense. I do want to say a quick thank you to Chunky Pretzel, Twitch streamer extraordinaire. You guys should get out, follow his stream. He's amazing. But he was kind enough to let us take Luchador out into the wild,
and
so to speak.
Wait, do you want to just
hold that
reminder what Luchador was?
No, I don't, because it's still cooking.
Okay.
I feel like I opened the oven door and I said to everybody, look at this thing I'm making. And then everybody's like in there poking at it and trying to figure it out. It's not done yet. But we put it through its paces. Chunky's helping us with that. We really appreciate it. We're a big fan of his, and he's a big fan of ours. The feeling's mutual. We're on the same wavelength. We play the game for the same reasons. Yes. I'm a big fan of him and everything he does. So if you guys aren't checking out Chunky's stream on Twitch, please do it. He's amazing.
He is.
And
so much.
Yeah, so we got some games in there. So thanks, Chunk, or Pretzel. I don't know. What do you call him? Mr. Pretzel? Mr. Chunky? Chunk? Chunk. This one time I pushed my sister down the stairs and I blamed it on the dog.
All right, we have a lot to talk about today.
We do have a lot to talk about today.
Patch 1.7, the player love patch. Is that what it was called?
Do you know they used to call me Dr. Love? They did.
Bye. Word in the street was?
What?
Chuck.
Dr. Love. They call me Dr. Love. You never heard that song?
You're very...
I am the doctor of love.
You're very vocal today.
I am. I feel like there's a karaoke mic. I'm a horrible singer. I know people find that hard to believe with my soothing baritone.
Well, we've been listening to a lot of chill EDM, so I think that's where it comes from.
Yeah, EDM. I love EDM, man. That's awesome stuff. It's so good. I love that.
A lot of trap for me.
The drop. Waiting for the drop. All right, so let's talk about the player love. They named the patch. This one got a name. I hope they name them all.
And it was rightfully so, because you and I were texting as we're reading the notes, and we're like, oh my God, such good stuff. So that's what we want to focus on today, because there's a lot of good stuff in there.
There is. We're going to hit the highlights.
One of the biggest highlights that we can say is crafting.
Yeah.
I love it.
You do.
I do love it a lot.
I don't get the impression that you do.
How so?
I don't know.
How so?
You have, what do you own, 5 cards?
more or less. Well, as of right now, yes.
So, I don't get the impression that you love it. So, I just, because you don't own a lot of cards.
That's not true. I feel like I own a decent amount of cards, but...
How many skins do you have? All right, I don't want to compare skins. Let's just say my closet's bigger.
Yeah, you playing 20 out of the 24 hours a day definitely gives you more cards than me.
I keep telling you to quit your job, but I can't control that. You want to go to work, that's your business. So I have my credit card on file at Super Evil. So it's just like I go, hey, dudes, I need this. And they go, cha-ching, 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 cha-ching.
So introducing the fact that you can now destroy cards that you don't want and create them into what's called essence now.
Crap. So you destroy them into essence.
Yep. Okay. And then use
and
that
then
essence.
You craft them
into cards that you want.
From that essence.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I mean, to me, all it does is it polishes up a really cool
card. You know what it feels
card
like to
system?
Me? It feels like I'm trading games at Electronics Boutique. Remember doing that?
Yeah.
They're like, hey, I got this game, and they'll give you 50 cents for it. And you're like, 50 cents for, I paid $60 for this game. Oh, we're only going to give you 50 cents. And you go, okay, I'll take it. And you sell 100 games to get $5.
Except you actually pay nothing for these games, because these games you win after matches.
But I buy the cards. So anyways, Have you done any? I know you've destroyed some things.
Yeah. So essentially what's happened for me so far is I've destroyed about 50 cards to create one legendary.
Okay. That's good. Legendary is expensive. It's like three something to make. 320.
Oh no, the 120 ones then. The epics.
Epics.
So I've crafted a few epics, but that's okay. About the majority of my experience few days into the patch.
So I have a whole bunch of glory.
You, on the other hand.
I have glory from way back when the game first, they did double glory weekends every weekend.
Glory up the Brian hole.
So I had all this glory. So I finally hunkered down and I emptied several boxes of glory cards.
Nothing left in there?
Emptied them twice. You know what happens when you empty them?
They fill back up.
They fill back up. It's crap. I thought it would sit there empty until like it reset, but no, they fill it right back up. So I emptied it again. And then they filled it right back up. It was like my drinks at the bar. They just keep emptying and they give me new ones.
There's a hole in it.
So I emptied a bunch of them. Anyways, long story short, I destroyed some things. I crafted some things. And then I weaved a thing. Tier 3 Ringo.
Which is funny too, because wasn't it last week you actually weaved tier
dude,
two?
I have such a man crush on Ringo.
So, I mean, really, I'm not trying to do all the math here, but you weaved tier two Ringo last week.
Yep.
All those cards went away.
Do you want to know how much it cost? I'll tell you.
Two boxes worth. You just told me.
No, I'll tell you. I'll give you a monetary number. You ready?
Go for it.
$7,000. But when it was all said and done.
That seems a bit high.
You think? What do most people say?
Worth it for the skin.
Do you see that skin? He's like the Tom Brady of the Halcyon Fold. Especially with the gray hair. Okay, I have such a man crush on Ringo.
I guess you can say that.
I wish I was halfway decent with him at all. I really do. I'm not. I'm horrible with him. I've been playing him nonstop.
Yeah,
trying to get better with him. Part of it's because of the skin. And I love the lore. God, I love the lore. For him.
We talk about that all the time. That's why I want the Catherine.
Yeah.
That's why I'm looking forward to getting tier 3 Catherine skin.
So, since introducing this crafting system, though, what it's done is you're seeing all these skins out in the wild. You're seeing them in the game. So
I can't tell you how many tier 3 skins I now see.
Yep. Yeah, they're everywhere.
Out and about.
They're everywhere. And so it's awesome.
And it concerns me because the higher the tiered skin you have,
the more committed you are to that character.
The better I assume you are.
Well, that would be true until you see me play tier 3 Ringo.
And that I have.
Fact. It's pretty ugly.
Hey,
anyways,
can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
We're off the crafting.
Yes, we're moving on. Next note.
Well, I want to ask you, so now that we have the option to mute toxic pingers,
yeah,
have you had to do that once?
I did not do that. I've not done it.
I find that very interesting. I have not had to mute anyone. No one in my ranked or casual games has been toxic enough for me to want to mute them.
So I had not really thought either way about this. I'm like, okay, it's nice if someone gets crazy I can mute them, and I hadn't really given any thought. And then someone said to me, I was talking to somebody while we were playing, and they said that they were not a fan of it.
A fan of what?
Of being able to mute people.
Why?
Yeah, this is what I said. And it was a good point. This person said that early on in the life cycle of the game, they played a lot against people that were very, very, very good. And it was them pinging that helped him to learn the game and play better. And being able to turn that off, he thinks, might stunt the growth of some players. I know we always think of it as the abusers are going to turn it off, but that might not be the case. Maybe other people do. I don't know. Overall, I'm indifferent to it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a change that affects me either way. But that's an interesting point. You say, do I see less of them? Maybe. I'll let you know. I'll get back to you on that.
That's a good point, though, about that, because when you mute the pings, you mute all the pings.
Correct.
But you know what? Like, when it comes down to it,
there are some good pings.
At that point, I mean, if it's someone who... not for nothing, in my games, in my experience, the people who are just being very toxic are not very right.
I don't want to spend a lot of time on
they're
this.
They're more, okay, yeah.
I don't want to spend a long time on this, but I think the point is that when you first hear you can mute pings, everyone gets excited, I'm going to turn off the toxic guy. But the ability is there to turn everybody off every game if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And then could that hurt the community at large? It could. I don't know. I don't want to say, it's a podcast of positivity.
No, and I'm not trying to be negative at all.
No, I'm not either. Done. Shut the door. What's next? You know what, too, I want to say?
We'll put a pin in that one.
Put a pin in it. We'll come back to that. Here's what we got to do. Everyone, if you don't read the patch notes, what is wrong with you? Read the patch notes.
By the way,
don't rely on us to give you the patch notes. You go read the patch notes. I get so excited to read the patch notes. You sent me a text. You're like 1.7. And I'm like, what? I didn't even know it was coming out. I'm looking for notes. Do you remember I was texting you? Where are the notes? I don't see them. Where are they? Oh, yeah, there. I got them. Like, I love it. I love reading the notes. I don't understand half of it. I mostly just look at the pitches, but the pitches are awesome.
Pictures
that they put in there.
You watched the video.
I did watch the video. The video was great too. But yeah, look at this picture right there, crafting. See? And then I say, oh, that's the crafting thing. And then you say, did you read about crafting? I go, yeah, I read all about it. It's right here underneath this picture. When really all I did was look at the picture. Here's the ping muting. I'm looking at that picture right now.
All right, let's get back on track. We get
Party versus bots. I wonder where they got this idea from.
I'm pretty sure not from you.
You don't think so? This is exactly what I was talking about not 3 weeks ago when I was teaching my buddy Maxo Relaxo how to play. That I said, I wish I could party up with him and play bots. Not 2 weeks later, boom, it's in the game.
I'm going to assume it took a little while.
Based on past history, it'll be gone from the game in a week.
Why?
Because it was our idea.
Oh, no. Shout out to Big.
Shout out to Big. Never forget, Biggie. Never forget. Who, that guy? God, I love that guy.
You know what's so funny? And this is very interesting to talk about. So, up until now, most jungle rotations started at...
Are you on a different note now?
Yeah, can you keep up?
Well, you can tell me what the note is.
Most jungle rotations actually started at the double little camp, closest to the shop, and rotated all the way kind of back to your base. The fact that even one simple change as to when the minions spawn completely changed the whole jungle rotation.
This is a genius change. I got to tell you, I'm very impressed with this. This one impresses me. This may be my favorite change.
The fact that the jungle minions now spawn at 20 seconds into the game as opposed to 30 seconds, that 10-second time period changed so much about how the jungle works.
How hard is it
now
to walk past that first dude?
Well, you and I have not.
Yeah, we haven't.
In one single game.
We haven't.
And there's only been a few actual occasions where someone's actually come over and stealing our double little.
There's very little invasion going on. So they kind of fixed it, maybe. We'll wait and see, but I don't know. I love it. That's a great change. It's a brilliant change.
Well, not only that, I mean, and this is one that kind of doesn't get stressed a whole lot, but the fact that the minion mine... Now it's a smaller increase in the gold that it makes your lane minions worth,
right?
From 10% to 5%,
correct.
It actually makes it more rewarding. Like, they want you to get the minion mine. Like, it's a bonus. It's a buff for your team and your minions, and not that much of a gain for your opponents.
Yeah,
right?
Yep. Also, thumbs up, thumbs down. You can now deselect it.
You know what's funny? I never accidentally did the wrong one. Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Did you thumbs down me?
Yeah, I did. I have accidentally, like, I got like, oh, this guy AFK'd, and I hit it, and it was like, oops, that's not the guy that AFK'd, and then I can't undo it. So this is a nice feature.
I didn't even realize that was a thing.
What, undo?
Yeah. Well
it wasn't until now.
No, like the fact that you couldn't do that. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, I understand. And then scoreboard is names are gone. And you got pitchers now.
That's another thing that I didn't even realize it was there.
Really?
I did not. I noticed that the pictures were bigger, but I did not realize that the hero names were there.
Yeah.
Okay.
It took me a little bit to find the timer.
Okay.
Because now it's in the pitcher, but it's fine. I mean, it's a great change. It looks good. I like it. You know.
So now what?
Also, go ahead.
No, you can go ahead.
The descriptions for your position selection, and then they've gone from support back to roam.
I like that.
Mm.
Really? I mean, so like, honestly, what it is if you've been playing the game long enough to remember that it was once called support, you know it's a supporty role. But I felt very empowered as a support main. I felt very empowered when they put it in there as a different description. They said now it's the roam role as opposed to the support role.
The notes say because of how multifaceted the job is.
Because as a support, you do so many things. You roam to put down scout traps. You're constantly going up to the lane to, if your laner dies, to protect the lane. You're all over the place. You are the most mobile position out of the whole team. So the fact that it says roam really, like, it turns me on. I'm like, oh, that's perfect. Like that makes me feel like I'm not just there to help you out. I'm there to help the team out and to help me out. Like,
right.
I hope that makes sense.
It doesn't. I have no idea what you said. I was looking at the pitches again.
Of course.
What else? Cheaper glory box. It's a price drop.
You sound so excited. Cheaper glory box.
I'm reading the note. I'm actually going to have to go past the pitches. $479 down from $749.
However,
what is with the four and the nines and the sevens?
However, they, so that one got a a price cut slashed in half, but yeah. Now the 100 glory box is now out.
It's gone?
It's gone. You didn't realize that?
I didn't realize that.
It's because you can't just spam that box to crap. Like, you can't spam that box for 100 for four cards.
Yeah.
And then go and just turn them into crafting thing. So it makes it that much more of a game.
Give you like four essence.
Yeah, whatever. But four essence for 100 glory.
Did you know that there was 5 new skins introduced in this game?
Yeah, there was.
That's crazy.
They're cranking 5. Them out. They're cranking them out.
It's so much fun. I like it so much more than I thought I would.
Although to be fair, they reveal them a lot longer in advance. Like the tier 2 petal skin, when was that revealed? And like it's not in the game yet. Do you want to, like,
yeah.
In even like tier 2 Arden. So anyway, so
tier 2 Arden's out, Tak is out. Tier 2 and tier 3 Catherine is out. Sawborg tier 2 is out, and Kilojoule 9000 tier 2 is out.
Okay, so let's get back to some of the
that's
really
the
cool highlights.
Stuff I'm talking about.
Let's get back to the important highlights.
Did you not see Taka has a cub on his back?
Yeah, whatever.
Everyone, and he sneezes.
Everyone loses.
Have you not seen that?
Everyone loses his mind.
This is important business we're talking about now. He sneezes.
I would argue.
You want to talk about the bush thing?
No, I would argue that the more important business.
Go ahead.
Are the changes to items.
All right, well, let me get to that section. I recognize it by the pitches. It's all the way at the bottom, I think.
So the fact that active item stacking is now completely done away with.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
So, like, it's funny because Chuck and I were talking about this, and one of the things that we found out, kind of like as the games have been going on from 1.5 to 1.6 up until now with this past week that the patch has been out, we found that, wow, you know, like there's no answer to someone stacking multiple fountains. There were games that I saw where a fortress would build 3 or 4 fountain of renewals. And we were like, we're not doing any damage. That's not true. We're doing damage. But their whole team is filling up. Well, because there's no answer to it. The only answer to that is building fountains of, like, out fountaining your opponent, right?
Yeah.
And it sounds silly.
That sounds like fun.
So the fact that they took that away, do you want to talk about your super secret saw build?
Nah, it's okay. They squashed it. It doesn't exist. It's dead. Let's move on. But so explain what you said, active item stacking. Basically, what happens? I'm a new player. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Building two items that have actives. So, like, let's just use fountains for the example.
Perfect.
If you build two fountains and you pop the first one,
I activate it.
They both go on cooldown.
Now they do.
Yes.
In the past, they didn't.
Now they do.
In the past, I could activate one, wait a few seconds, activate the second one.
Yeah.
Now, when I activate one, I can still have two of them, but they both go down cooldown.
Cooldown.
They both go on cooldown. Okay, so there was a change there. Atlas Pauldron changed, which is an odd change. It's like not instant anymore.
No, I like that because
kind
of, you know,
like a little buildup.
You know what the word to describe the changes to Atlas Pauldron is?
What's the word? Effortless.
No.
Let me guess another word. Hang on. Sexy.
In a way.
A little sexy. Libidinous.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Counterplay.
Okay.
The fact that...
That's like a fancy gaming term. I was going a different direction. Okay.
No, it is. No, because if... So
I know,
like,
exactly what you mean. I think you're 100% right.
Any game that you were playing Krull, and someone had a pauldron, you had no way of knowing that it was, they activated it, and you had no way to try to block that.
Correct.
To block that attack speed reduction.
Correct.
Now, like there's a nice little animation, like a swirly animation around you, and it's that about 1 second delay before a pauldron actually pops.
0.8.
Yeah.
So
it's very nice. Very nice.
Some changes that I like: Stormguard banner, extra 100 health. Warhorn, extra 100 health. And Contraption, our favorite item here on the fold.
This was one of the huge changes that I jumped for joy when I saw this in the patch notes. Yeah, me too.
200 health and 100 bucks cheaper.
That 100 bucks is huge, too.
Nah, I like it.
But
I love that item.
I think what I like more, and I was actually pretty surprised with this, is the health. And I don't want to get too, like, number crunchy here.
No,
but like,
we're not going to. I won't let you.
But, like, Contraption... You got to be very careful with the support items, because if people just stacking a ton of health in those, on those defensive supportive items, become very, very, like, extremely tanky. But anyways, we'll keep going.
Yeah, so I'm a fan of that one. Do you want to talk about some of the hero changes or no?
So in some of our mini games, we played against a Scarf. In that goop, I'm now more afraid of that goop than I am with Scarf's Flame Spitter or his ultimate.
All right, goop. So goop applies a weaker 30% slow even when it's lit on fire. So before, if it was on fire, the slow went away. Duration when you're not lit on fire is reduced from 10 to 15 to 8 to 10 seconds. The crystal ratio is down on it. The burn crystal is up. And then the cooldown is down on it. So you're going to see a lot more goop. I love that they do this. We've talked about it before, but to me, it's like, it's really cool. Like trying to find, you know, where these guys live, right? Where these heroes live and these little tiny changes and what it does to them in game.
I feel like Scarf can't make up his mind, because Scarf used to be about his ult.
Yeah.
Then it became about Fan the Flames. Then it became about Flame Spitter.
Yeah.
Then it became about Goop.
If you haven't played Scarf, you really should go. There's a special place in my heart for him. You know, he's the first skill shot hero I focused on learning, and it's a fun kit.
Yeah,
it's a really fun kit. You know, it's one of the funner ones to play. Now, you've been playing a lot of Saw, and there's some changes to Saw, and the community is pretty excited about these. They think maybe Saw is back.
Yep. The fact that, I mean, you know what's funny, I'm not even sure if I even realized it, but whenever you got stunned playing Saw before 1.7, you would lose all your stacks and have to build them up again.
Oh my God, it's brutal.
So playing against a Jewel or a Catherine or even Krull's ultimate, anyone with that stun, it was horrible. Like it completely neutered you and took you out of the fight.
100%. All you needed to do was stun him and then kill him. Because once he wasn't spun up, he was useless.
I'm not even sure if I realized that, but now
he doesn't
lose those stacks. Right?
He does not. He is he cannot be stunned out of his stack. So Jewel jumps on him. As soon as he comes out of that stun, he's still at 12. You better be careful, Jewel.
Perfect.
Because he is gonna crush you. There's a whole bunch of other changes in here, and I don't want to go through them all because we'd be here for 4 hours, and it's not how we do things. Is there anything else that you can think of that you wanted to talk about? I know we talked about the lane minions. That was really good. One of the things they did was two things. One is the big icons. They've now made it so that there's a smaller icon next to the big icon that tells you what your full build is.
I think I'm more excited for that whenever I watch a streamer.
It's perfect on stream.
And I want to know what their builds are, because I only knew what their actives were.
That's definitely a nod to the streamers for sure.
Yeah.
There's that. Then also, should be excited about this, we doubled the amount of spectators. We went from 70 to 140 spectators.
Yep.
Fact.
What? Whoa, what?
Isn't that right?
70 to 100 spectators?
140. From 70 spectators in the game you could have, now you can have 140. They doubled it.
Oh, yeah.
Did they?
Yeah.
Is that what they did?
Something like that.
I don't know. The picture showed it looked like a lot of people. Is it not that?
No, I don't think so.
No. You went from 2 to 4.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just joking. I'm just doing a bit.
Which is huge. one of my favorite things, though.
That's kind
of
cool. It's, you know, it's good. When you're online, everybody likes to watch. Everyone likes to jump in and spectate. So there's 4 spectator slots, right?
Yeah, I definitely okay. that's another kind of nod to streamers as well. I feel.
Yeah, they're very conscious of the streaming community. So,
I love. Hey, by the way, I love the sneaking animations that now occur when you're in the brushes.
Well, listen, that's a secret, and people have to figure that out on their own. So,
anyone that walks through the brushes, it's very cool and very fun to see.
It really is. Yeah. Although, take your hair into the bush and let them walk around. It's kind of funny. You get a little Scooby-Doo action.
There are a few that don't have it though, and I hope they come in soon.
I would rather they work on other things, but I'll take the goofy animations. That's
no,
cool.
I like
it's
that.
Fun. I know you do.
Little kind of nods. Those are the things that make the game for me.
I don't know.
I love that stuff.
I don't know. I usually turn the volume down. Hey, did we talk about the new Catherine lore?
We did last week.
Okay.
Because we talked about the skin reveal.
Did I tell you how much I like that lore?
Yeah, you did. We both did.
They nerfed Vox, I think. We can say that. So everyone should stop playing him. He's no good.
No. Yep. That's not true.
It's a fact.
That's not true.
Everybody stop playing. Stop playing Vox. He stinks.
I really feel like...
And what Taka, he stinks too.
I really feel like...
They made it so he doesn't do any damage anymore. You should not play him.
He actually heals your opponents.
He's bad. So Taka and Vox, they stink in 1.7.
Nope.
You should play a lot of Petal and Saw.
Nope.
No? Shit. I thought I had that right. That's what the pitches look like.
No.
I'm just joking.
They just did a lot of...
they're amazing.
They shifted a lot of Vox's damage potential and his play style around. They shifted it a lot, actually, in terms of the range that he can blink away with his A ability. And with the whole kit with resonance was what they changed.
Okay. That's a big word. I don't know what that means.
Read the notes.
I'm gonna read the notes. I read them already. I looked at all the pictures. And love that Catherine lore. You should read that too if you haven't.
Yes.
We did talk about it, so I won't bring it up anymore, but you should definitely read it. Sugar okay. Venom works very hard on that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's worth reading. I swooned a little. I got the vapors.
The vape? Ow. Ow, my.
I don't even know what that is. So do you have anything else to talk about? Did we cover everything just like that?
1.7 has been...
We talked about a lot today.
So my first couple games of 1.7, I found that the game entered a new realm of like a much more polished in terms of like a much more polished experience in terms of everything. I find that even just going to the jungle and attacking minions or being the lane and start clearing, like you attack, like whatever they did. And it's about, I don't even know how to actually articulate it, but the basic attack, what they did with you basic attacking, like it seems like you attack faster. It seems like the animations are much smoother. It seems like a much more, you always used to talk about the graphics and how beautiful the game looked. I feel like with 1.7, the gameplay now is just a much more smoother experience.
It's a very tight package right now that's in a really good place. The gameplay has been, they've turned the screws. They've tightened down the gameplay.
That's exactly what I mean.
And they're putting kind of the fit and finish on it. It's always looked nice and it's played well.
Mm-hmm.
But now you start to see these are expert craftsmen, and what they're doing is, you know, like if you and I build a table and be like a flat top with four legs, but like when a craftsman builds a table, it's a flat top with four legs and the legs are rounded and everything's smooth and polished and the stain goes on, you know, always with the grain and never against it. And the detail goes around, like that's what they're doing now. They're putting all the finishing touches on that an expert craftsman is able to do. And we reap the benefits of it. And every patch from this point forward is going to continue to do that, would be my guess. And I feel like we say it every time, this is the best patch. Except maybe 1.4. Was it 4? 4 or 5 was a mess. One of them was a mess.
This one was named Player Love, and it truly lives up to the name.
This is a great patch.
Like, the fact that, like, the whole, like, the melee stutter is out. And like you were saying, too, like, the fact, like, sometimes you would be walking in, you would kind of like you would kind of glitch out a bit and start doing like a little shimmy shade to the sides as you're walking. Yeah. Like, it seemed like lag, but there was no lag.
The minions don't disappear anymore, and it's definitely It's a great gameplay experience. It always has been, but it's being polished and it's being, you know, shined up to a ridiculous sheen. So, you know, excellent job. We love it. We love this patch.
Yeah.
You should read the notes. Did you read them?
I did.
Okay.
I always do. I never watch the videos. I always read the notes. I need to know firsthand all the time because the videos are very like...
I watch everything. The video was great.
The videos are to the point, you know?
It's great.
And the videos I feel are like a highlight reel of a lot of the good stuff, but they can't pack everything in there, right?
Yeah, no one can. We couldn't either, dude. We'd do a 3-hour episode if we went through this thing line by line. There's a lot of stuff in there. And we don't need to.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to kind of know, but you know, if you're a player of the game, you listen to the podcast, check out the notes. It's worth reading. I think everyone should read them.
Definitely.
Read the lore. Read. You should read. Read is good.
What else we got?
I think we covered everything, dude. We talked about a lot. Today. All right. I don't think I have anything else. Do you?
I'm good. 1.7, the player love patch.
The player love patch. So this is Wubba Gubba with the big green teeth. Wubba Gubba with the big green teeth saying, open up the door. Let me in. Let down your hair, reputer. Reputer the buter. Let me down your hair and I'm climbing the ladder of your love.
Oh. I think it's time we start the episode.
All right, that's it. I'm Chuck.
I'm Justin.
And this right here, this is the fold.
Hey, yo.
And we're creeping around your back door, so you better let us in.